Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pipe Bomb Show. I'm your host, John Pipe Bomb. Let's get into this. It's Monday, so later tonight on Monday Night Raw, hopefully we see the effects of what was announced on Friday Night SmackDown, which Michael Cole made the announcement that Sasha Banks and Naomi are suspended indefinitely. I think it's because, well, they don't know when these women are coming back. They left and they didn't give a return date. I think that's why they got to put the whole, you know, they're not going to say, hey, Sasha and Naomi are suspended for 3 weeks. And then 3 weeks come and no Sasha and Naomi. So, to make themselves look good, they indefinitely. We don't know when we're going to allow these women to wrestle again. When in reality, they don't know when these women are coming back. I've seen the clips, the videos on Twitter. Sasha's in, we don't know where Naomi is. But Naomi is, has removed anything associated with WWE from her profile, from her bio. Sasha Banks has been enjoying herself. Saw her at a concert, a party. She's enjoying her free time right now. But, as I was saying, Michael Cole, besides saying that Sasha and Naomi are suspended, he also said that they have been stripped of the women's tag titles and that there will now be a tournament to crown new champions. I fucking laughed. I laughed. I had to laugh. Do you know why I had to laugh? Because I believe that that was the point of Sasha and Naomi being frustrated. A tournament implies that you need to have multiple teams. You need to put an emphasis on the women's tag team division. Sasha and Naomi left, supposedly, because there wasn't any emphasis on them being a tag team. Actually, WWE wanted them to compete in singles matches at the upcoming pay-per-view. Naomi facing Bianca for the Raw Women's title. Sasha facing Ronda for the SmackDown Women's Championship, both women losing. And then they don't even defend their titles till Money in the Bank. So after Mania, you know, they built up these four teams going into Mania, wrestling for the tag titles. And then after Mania, there really wasn't any storyline. Do you know why there wasn't a real storyline? Because there wasn't no teams. It would just be a combination of Natalya and Shayna facing Naomi and Sasha. Liv Morgan and Rhea broke up. Carmella and Zelina broke up the night after Mania. So there's no division. So I laughed when they said there's going to be a tournament. A tournament. Do you know what a tournament looks like? It's multiple entrants, participants. There's brackets. What are you talking about, WWE? What are you talking about, a tournament? Is it four teams? Is it eight teams? There would be no way in hell it's 16 teams. But when they said a tournament, I laughed. Because I think that, in essence, is what Sasha and Naomi wanted. They wanted multiple teams to wrestle. Instead of, we're the champions of the division. Well, how many people are in your division? Just two of us. Just two teams. I said it in a previous episode. That's why the Revival left WWE. Because they saw the way they were a tag team. They weren't two single guys who that if you broke them up, they could do stuff on their own. They were a tag team in every sense of the word. You don't have one without the other. And they said, and when WWE tried to keep them, tried to re-sign them, WWE said, well, what do you want? Do you want the tag titles? Do you want to be the champions? We can make you the champions. And they said, no, we want you to put an emphasis on tag team wrestling. And I guess they didn't like what they heard, or they just got a straight up no. Because guess what? They left. They saw the writing on the wall. They said, uh-uh. Things. Fucking stop, asshole. Hate when people are driving and they don't, like, you put your signal on, you're trying to drive, and they just won't let you go. Anyway, let me continue. So, that's what I think they wanted. They wanted more teams. They wanted competition. They wanted, you know, to compete against multiple people. Instead, they're stuck with Shayna Baszler and Natalya, who aren't a real tag team. They've tag teamed since what? Before Mania? And how long until, you know, they get broken up and they do their own program? Natalya is already, you know, wrestling on NXT 2.0 for a bit until they say, all right, your time's up. Now you could go back to the main roster and do whatever. But I'm trying to think. Who are these teams, though? You have that's going to fill out this tournament. You have Natalya, Shayna Baszler. I think they are going to keep trying to push Doudrop and Nikki Ash, with eventually Nikki Ash dropping the superhero gimmick, being a full-fledged heel, and then you could go somewhere with her. Her still trying to be a superhero, it's not working. I don't think it ever worked. I don't think it ever worked when they put the title on her and she lost it in a month. Less than a month, probably. So you have those two teams. That's it. Unless they want to spring, unless they want to pull a Men in Black, and they want to flash that that flashlight thing in the audience faces, and get us to forget that Carmella and Zelina broke up. You know, just look right here. Look right here. What do you, broke up? What do you mean? Zelina and Carmella have been tag teaming the whole time. What are you talking about? You can have them as a tag team. If I doubt this, but if Judgment Day, Edge's group, if they bring in another female, she could team with Rhea. They could go after the tag titles. They could, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of taking two random women and throwing them together. What's Dana Brooke doing? What's Tamina doing? You know what? Put them in as a reluctant tag team who still want this 24/7 championship for whatever reason. But they have to team for this tournament. I can see that happening. On SmackDown, I see them throwing together, you know, throw two random people, Shotzi and Raquel. You see what I mean, though? We're at a point where we're throwing people together. Where we're just like, well, this person's not doing anything. This person, let's see if it works. Or at least let's put them in the tournament by name, and then they could, you know, lose early. That's the state the division is in. There is no division. I made a prediction back in January, or late December. I was doing my year predictions, and one of my predictions was that the tag titles would be done. Either that or the 24/7 title. One of these titles needs to go. And right now it's looking, hey, we've had 4 years. Groups and teams of women. They never had titles to compete for, but we've always had women's tag team matches and stuff like that. They didn't have and they didn't need, you know, tag titles. We had Lay Cool, Michelle McCool and Layla. You had Beth Phoenix and Natalya. We've had multiple teams of women. You don't need an excuse of, oh, well, they're going to face for the titles. No, just... One team hates the other team and they're going to wrestle for weeks or whatever. And it'll culminate to one big final match. Instead, what we've been getting is a team will win these titles and they're holding them for weeks, months. I remember a point where it's Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax held those titles for so many months. Do you know why? No competition. At one point, I don't even remember them defending the tag titles. I just remember them putting Lana through a table every week. Week after week after week after week. Don't even remember, you know, if the titles were on the line, if Lana was even in a tag team, none of that. Get rid of the belts. I'm going to give credit to a YouTuber I listened to, the Solomonster. Shout out to him. I believe this was his idea. I listen to a couple people every now and then just to hear what they have to say about different things. His idea was, give it to Toxic Attraction, the team down in NXT. Down in NXT, you have women's, the NXT women's tag titles. And the same thing. There are only a few tag teams, not a real stable division and stuff like that. The whole point of originally of the WWE women's tag titles, the main roster ones, was that those teams can go to NXT. They could go to Raw. They could go to SmackDown. They could go anywhere and defend those titles against any team. And they did. When Sasha and Bayley had the titles, they went on Raw. They went on SmackDown. They defended the titles on NXT. I say they win these. Toxic Attraction. You put them in the tournament. Because I think there's still going to be one or two tag teams from NXT to be in this tournament. They're going to make their way in. And if they don't, mind-boggling how you're going to fill up this tournament with what the main roster has. So he said, you should have Toxic Attraction win it. We've seen their act. They've been the tag champs. Let them run with the main roster ones. Let them run with the main roster titles. And then you can drop the NXT women's tag titles. You drop those titles. And you keep the original concept of the main roster tag titles, which is that you can float anywhere. You can go to any brand to defend the belts. Hey, we've seen Vince. He wants, you know, more eyes on NXT, right? This is how you do it. I don't dislike that idea. I think that idea could actually work, honestly. Think about it. They're bringing in Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, Natalya. They're putting Braun Breaker on Monday Night Raw to wrestle. Before he officially became a main roster member, Tommaso Ciampa was making appearances on Monday Night Raw. I think you have these women win the belts, and then you can have them float Raw, SmackDown. Oh, but where can you find them? You can find them on NXT with Mandy Rose, the NXT champion. I'm not saying they're going to bring in a million viewers. I'm not saying they're going to, you know, move the needle or anything. But if you want to get some eyes, say, hey, you know who has one of the main roster titles? This team down in NXT. And they're going to bounce around. Then people get used to them. And then when you finally call them up, people have already seen them before. I don't dislike that idea at all. I think that could work. Just have one set of tag titles for the women, and that's it. But this tournament thing, I don't even know if they're gonna go through with it, honestly. I think the creative will come together. They're going to look at the teams. I think the finals are going to be the only two stable teams. Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. hopefully, who turns into Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross and Doudrop against Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Those are your teams. I think those are your two teams in the finals unless they can bring up or they can make a babyface team. I see Doudrop and Nikki as a heel team. Natalya and Shayna are a heel team. Unless they could bring a babyface team and put one together, call one up. That's your finals. That's your finals at fucking Money in the Bank or SummerSlam on the pre-show. That's what I think they're going to do. And if you do, what's funny is if you do that, if that is the finals, three out of these four women have won those tag titles before with other people. Natalya won it with Tamina, Shayna won it with Nia, and Nikki won it with Rhea. So, anyway, that's my thoughts, guys. I will talk to you all next time.